proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We have been studying the kings of Judah and Israel, and today we look at the third king of the divided kingdom of Judah, Asa. Asa followed his father Abijah on the throne of Judah. His 41-year reign constituted the second longest ruling time of any of the Jewish monarchs. The author of 2 Chronicles chapter 14 noted that, quote, Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God, unquote. Asa began his reign by instituting religious reforms. He destroyed organized idolatry in Judah, even removing his own mother as queen because she had an idol built. As the author of 2 Chronicles 14 put it, Asa, quote, commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers and to do the law and the commandment, unquote. After he defeated an incursion into the land of Judah by the forces of Zerah, king of Ethiopia, King Asa encountered the prophet Azariah. That prophet exhorted the king, quote, be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded, unquote. This message encouraged Asa, who continued eradicating idolatry in Judah. Moreover, Asa took the spoil from his battle with Zerah the Ethiopian. He brought it to Jerusalem and presented offerings from it to God. At the same time, Asa and his subjects, quote, entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart, with all their soul, unquote. In 2 Chronicles chapter 15, the author wrote that, quote, all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart, and sought him with their whole desire, and he was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. Baasha, a king of Israel, came with an army against Asa in the 36th year of the latter king's reign. On that occasion, Asa made an alliance with Syria, sending the Syrian king silver and gold. Now contrast Asa's actions in this regard with the way he reacted to the Ethiopian invasion, namely calling upon God for deliverance. Indeed, Asa would have done better to have heeded the admonition contained in Psalm 118 that, quote, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes, unquote. A seer named Hanani rebuked Asa for seeking an alliance with Syria. Hanani told the king, quote, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand, unquote. The prophet added this telling phrase, quote, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward them, unquote. From henceforth, Hanani continued, Asa would have wars. Asa reacted to that prophecy by having Hanani cast into prison. Furthermore, as the author of 2 Chronicles recorded, quote, Asa oppressed some of the people the same time, unquote. The king did not seem to realize that God rebukes those he loves whenever they go astray. Not long before his death, King Asa became diseased in his feet. Rather than trusting in God, he resorted to the help of physicians. His behavior seemed to fit a pattern which appeared during his last years. Namely, he chose to trust in men rather than trust in God. Overall, Asa had a good reign, but his time on the throne ended with him turning away from God. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.